One day, Nurse Yasunaga wheeled Sadako onto the sun porch. Off in a corner sat a 9-year-old boy.
Hello, my name is Sadako.
I'm Kenji. Kenji had been in the hospital a long time, much longer than Sadako. Both of his parents were dead, and his closest relative was an aunt. The doctors can't help me. I've got leukemia from the bomb.
You can't have leukemia?
You weren't even born then. The doctors say the poison was in my mother's body. I got it from her. Sadako wanted so much to comfort him.
Cranes. You can make paper cranes too, so a miracle can happen.
I know about the cranes, but it's too late. Even the gods can't help me now. Just then, Nurse Yasunaga walked over.
Kenji, how do you know such things?
I just know, and besides, I can read my blood count on the chart by my bed. Every day it gets worse.
What a talker. There's more to getting better than charts, Kenji.
Back in her room, Sadako folded more cranes. Her thoughts turned to Kenji.
What would it be like to be so sick and have no family? Kenji was brave.
It was good to have a friend there, close to her own age. Each day, they'd meet on the porch and swap stories. And sometimes, when they were completely alone, they talked about the bomb, about being sick. Yet, even with all their talk, it seemed impossible to make sense of this. And what could they do anyway? Then, one day, Kenji didn't appear on the porch. Late that night, Sadako heard the rumble of a bed being rolled down the hall. And she knew.
Kenji, dead. Why? Why did he have to die?
As she turned to the wall, she let the tears come. Sadako heard Nurse Yasunaga say,
"Come, let's sit by the window and talk."
As they looked out at the night sky, Sadako asked,
"Do you think Kenji is up there on a star island?"
"Wherever he is, Sadako-chan, I'm sure he's happier now. He shed that tired, sick body, and his spirit is free."
"I'm going to die next, aren't I?"
"Shh. You keep folding those cranes.
Come, let me see you fold another one before you go to sleep. After you finish 1,000, you'll live to be an old, old lady." Somehow, that night, it was hard to make her fingers work. But as she folded, Sadako thought to herself, "This crane will help me remember Kenji.